T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's 11:05, back with you here on a Tuesday. This is some of what Nivens had me listen to here in the last couple of months. Nivens in for John Grayson, who's taking the day off today.
Pretty good poll, huh? I mean, that Bo Diddley comp, best of Bo Diddley album is fantastic. And I told you, I told you yesterday, another one that's kind of gone under the radar a little bit later on down the line, Wilson Pickett. I would highly recommend you check out some Wilson Pickett. I feel like Pickett is like the son to Bo Diddley in terms of style and all that. But there's a great cover of Hey Joe by Wilson Pickett that I think is fantastic. So that's my recommendation for that 1-2 punch right there. But yeah, Bo Diddley, man. Bo Diddley is great. He showed up, 30 years ago in the Bo Jackson commercials and all that. But it's sort of that kind of forgotten music from the past that I think is personally timeless myself. But what do I know?
So thanks a lot for being here.
What do I?
It's always fun.
Yeah.
It's always fun to mix up the music a little bit, too. We need to spend a couple minutes talking about some of what's showing up out of Lebanon. We'll talk about some of that, and then we'll get into the story about KU and whether virtual classes should cost you less. If there is less educational value associated with all online classes, I will tell you about the story out of the Lawrence Journal World here in a minute. But if you have been online here in the last half an hour or so, or I assume it's on TV as well, we are seeing a lot of images coming out of Beirut, the capital of Lebanon. A lot of different reports out. I'll just tell you what Yahoo is saying. A huge explosion rocked Beirut today, shaking buildings, shattering windows, and sending a huge plume of smoke into the sky. There's a lot of video out, a lot of pictures out that we're taking a look at.
I mean, the
media there carried images of people trapped under the rubble, some bloodied after the massive explosion, the cause of which was not immediately known.
Well, from what I'm seeing, what is allegedly the situation is that a fire broke out in a fireworks warehouse. But when you see that initial plume of explosion, it's like a mushroom cloud. It's huge. Like that's some serious fireworks that went up, if that's the case. But this is the footage, especially if you just type in on Twitter, if you use Twitter, Beirut, it's wow. It is insane what's going on over there.
The blast might have been a result of an incident at the Beirut port. That seemed to be where the whole thing started.
Right.
This is where Twitter, you can say what you want about the negativity of Twitter sometimes, but this is where people are tweeting out exactly what they're seeing. And so you can very quickly get a handle on the witness reports. Acknowledging that it's on Twitter and anybody can get on Twitter. But yeah, there are just a ton of reports, blown out windows, scattered furniture. Somebody said an enormous deafening explosion just engulfed the city, heard it from miles away.
It's so wild. Yeah. I mean, and the footage of people that are like, on balconies at their apartments or at work or whatever and then when that explosion happens, because first it's just like, it's smoke and you can tell there's a fire going on. But when that explosion hits and these people are miles away and they're getting rocked backwards. I mean, it's wow.
And this is an area that, people that live in Lebanon and particularly in Beirut live on edge a little bit with the possibility of this, given the history in that country of war and of fighting with other countries. So, Yeah, so we'll follow that story as we go through the day today and let you know if we hear anything new. But that is definitely one of the big things we've seen on Twitter here in the last half an hour or so.
Wow.
All right, switching gears, coming back a little bit closer to home here. There was a story out of the Lawrence Journal World this morning. And if you have kids in college or who are about to start or were supposed to start college, 576-7798, text in 913-576-7798. So KU yesterday released a revamped course schedule. And they have tweeted out acknowledging that the schedule might be pretty different from what you thought you were going to have and that it may continue to evolve. And it includes in-person, hybrid, and entirely online courses as, you know, they try to figure out what to do with the fall semester here. And so the Lawrence Journal World had this story saying an email from the KU Registrar's Office to students yesterday informed them that a two-week reconfiguration of the university's entire course schedule had finished and their new schedules were ready to view and probably were different. The provost had said recently that the breakdown would probably be 30% for each instruction mode. So about a third of kids are going to have classes that are completely in person, a third are going to have classes that are hybrid, and about a third of the classes are going to be online entirely. We've had the discussion before, and frankly, we had this discussion a lot at the end of the last school year because there were kids that were saying, online instruction is not as valuable as being in the classroom, and therefore I shouldn't have to pay as much. And we already know that a lot of kids at a lot of schools got refunds on housing because they weren't in housing for a lot of the year, but now we're talking about the financial value of classes that are only online. So there was a parent of a KU student named Carrie Gillum who told the Lawrence Journal World that her student's schedule as an incoming freshman initially had only 1 hour and 45 minutes of on-campus instruction each week out of 16 credit hours. That was eventually changed to 4 hours of in-person classes, but she said the fact remains that parents and students are being asked to pay full tuition for a reduced educational experience, saying, the KU admissions director apparently told her that KU would not discount tuition for online classes that are joined with a schedule of in-person and hybrid courses. The parent says there are some classes that are clearly of far less value. And the response that she says that she got was, if it doesn't work for you or your son, he can decide not to attend KU and either take a gap year or take classes elsewhere.
That's what I loved. I love the first part of it. It's like, despite these rapidly changing circumstances, KU remains as committed as ever to providing a world-class education for our students. Hey, what about this? Hey, yo, if it doesn't work for you or your son, take your ball, go elsewhere. Wish you the best.
Right.
Peace. It's like a Jekyll and Hyde situation. Like, I'm just asking some serious questions here. Like,
I got a chuckle out of reading that. It is. And we can talk about that response and about whether that response is
it's like questions of professionalism. When you're a salesperson, it's called fear of loss, right? That's what it is.
Right.
It's a fear of loss close, right? Like, look, you and your son can decide, and if you want to take a gap year, go ahead.
Right.
I mean,
he's
going to miss out on some things,
yeah,
but I wish you the best of luck. So now you're like, well, I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't, sort of thing. And I hate being in that position. I absolutely hate being damned if I do, damned if I don't.
And so I get the tough spot that KU is in here and that universities are in because you have to pay your people. You have to pay professors. And I assume you are not paying professors less for classes that are being taught entirely online, because the idea is that the value of that class is the same. The idea is that professors are going to figure out a way, and this is mentioned in the story, that professors are figuring out a way to make those classes dynamic and interesting and engaging, and maybe not exactly the same as if they were in person, but the work coming from those professors is worth the same amount of money.
Right.
And professors still have to be paid. If you charge less for online classes, what do you do with what you're supposed to be paying those professors? But for those of you, if you have gotten your kids' schedule, if you're in this place, if you have kids that are going to KU and you have found out that maybe your kids got more online classes than you thought, do you feel like the university should be charging you less? And I would encourage you to also take a look at it from the other side. It's a mess right now. I mean, KU has now got 3 weeks to figure this out. I think classes start August 24th.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't, I cannot imagine, like you said, no one's in a good position here. I get that parents and students want money back because I think that, you know, having taught in a college classroom, I think you do lose something in not being in the classroom. But on the other hand, do you want KU to just suddenly pay its professors less? I don't even think they can do that.
But shouldn't the university have a savings account just for emergencies and special occasions?
I don't know that they don't.
Isn't that what we're always told?
I don't know that they don't.
Isn't that what we're always told? Have some fiscal responsibility.
They may. I mean, Evans, they may have a savings account.
I don't know if this is... That's a great thing about humans. We just constantly make it up as we go along. And sometimes things stick, and sometimes we reevaluate them, and then we just make it up again. And at the end of the day, we're just a tiny little people on a tiny little planet out in the middle of a giant solar system where we think we're in charge.
So, yes, but no one could have predicted the situation. No one knew a month ago where we were going to be.
Sure.
It's constantly evolving. It's the situation that K through 12 districts are in also.
I know.
But it's a question of whether you feel like those classes are worth less financially.
Haven't we also talked that some of college and university is overpriced as it is? So maybe this
but
helps kind of put it back in line with what it needs to be to make it, I think, affordable for all people involved. For
but
everybody.
You can't fix that right now. I mean, you're not going to change.
I mean,
that's a bigger value question that you're not going to change in the next 3 weeks.
So the
whereas you can ask for a refund in the next few weeks, you know, or make the decision. Not to send your kid to that school.
Okay, so we already know what we're doing with the 12-year-old, right? Like it was a foregone conclusion, right? That was, we already knew that was going to happen when we were going into the summer. We knew that the way it's looking, nothing's going to happen with her going back to school, in the fall. So what would you do, Jamie? Let's assume that you have a 19-year-old son, right? And let's assume that he is going to be a freshman in college. And I don't care if it's KU. It can be MU, all right, to make people in Missouri happy. It could be K-State to make those people happy. It could be junior college, whatever. It could be somewhere local like UMKC. Where would you sit as a parent right now with your, let's say, 19-year-old son?
Can you be more specific? Where do you mean? Where would I sit?
Where would you feel comfortable with sending him to school? Would you feel comfortable?
No.
Okay. So would you have the hard talk about maybe it's best to take a gap year or to do learning from home?
I wouldn't encourage a gap year because where are they going to go? I'm a big fan of the gap year idea. We've talked about this before.
Sure.
I'm a big fan of travel as education. But right now, I wouldn't be comfortable. If I'm not comfortable having them go to class, I'm sure as heck not comfortable sending them out, you know, further into the world. I think the online isn't ideal. I've done the online class thing before. It's not ideal. It's also not forever. You know,
right. It's
we're not going to be in this situation forever. I get that it stinks, but it is the safest thing to do. The question is whether you feel like that education is not as good. If you feel like you're not getting the same lessons out of it.
Right.
This is where we need to hear from parents a little bit more.
Right. Because you're talking about.
And we will. Let's get a caller on the line here.
Okay.
And then we'll take a break. We'll go to Liberty first and get Gina on with us. Hi, Gina. Thanks for calling.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Gina.
My son goes to Missouri State. He is a theater major. And last semester, when everything shut down, he had 3 dance classes. And he contacted the school to see if he should be due a refund because part of that includes a studio so that you can actually go to practice dancing.
Right, of course.
And he told him, he said he's having to use his kitchen countertop as a ballet bar.
Right.
And their response to him was, actually, you were getting a good deal because online classes are more expensive than in person. And so this semester, he's got a couple of dance classes, and part of it's online, and part of it is going to be in the studio. But he said if they go to all online, they'll have to drop the classes, he said, because you can't learn anything. You're supposed to be picking somebody up and doing this
right.
by yourself.
Right, of course.
How can you possibly learn on it? He said, and if he does that, it will cause him to have to go another semester.
What about like learning, say, from somewhere in Kansas City? Because I have two friends that run a dance studio, and and so like, has there been thoughts about like maybe moving into where it's something that's established as opposed to school to take to learn that way, or is I guess it's trying to get a degree in that field? Is that what I'm gonna?
He's trying to get the degree in theater.
Okay. Sure.
It's just, he said, it's impossible to try to do certain classes you almost have to go to.
Yeah, even right. things like, and we've talked about this before, like science and some of that lab stuff. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you got to be in person for some of that.
Right. Yeah. Of course.
Anyway, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Gina.
Thanks, Gina, for the call. We'll take a break here, get some calls lined up, 576-7798, or you can text in 913-576-7798. 1120 here on KMBZ. Nivens is in for Grayson today, and we were talking about the story out of the Lawrence Journal World. They are out with their schedules for students and have acknowledged, KU officials have, that they may look pretty different from the schedules that kids thought they were going to have back at the beginning of summer. And the question has come up about whether the classes that are entirely online or partially online should be discounted. The story out of Lawrence Journal World shows what one parent encountered at the university asking for a discount, and that is not something they plan to do. So we were talking about whether it's kind of a mess. I mean, KU couldn't make that discount right now anyway. You've still got professors that have got to be paid, but if this drags on for a while, you wonder kind of where this should land. And our own Dana Wright is going through this right now with KU and has a lot of experience with the university, and she is making a few minutes for us. Hey, Dana, how's it going?
Well, hello.
Well, hello.
How are you?
Oh, it's a mess. It's a mess.
Yeah. So what have you guys heard?
Well, part of the problem is, and I don't really fault the university for this, it's just everything is changing every single day. Mm-hmm. And so I told my daughter about a week ago, I go, here's the deal. We're not going to stress out about this because they're going to say one thing on Monday, and then it's going to change on Tuesday, and then it's going to change again on Friday. Literally, the only thing I said to her last week was, I'm not spending $200 on a rug right now. That just seems like something that would be very stupid to do.
$200 on a rug? Is that what you said?
Yeah, she's like, well, let's go shopping and let's buy all this stuff. And I'm like, play your role.
No.
So we've just been in a wait and see mode, honestly, because I've got two that are supposed to be heading off here in a couple of weeks. But there's a Facebook group of parents, like a closed parent groups for every class, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's all over the board. People are pissed because they feel like they waited until the very last minute to say, psych, it's going to be online, and there's no refund.
But you just...
So do you think there should be, Dana?
Okay.
I don't know. I have one friend, you guys, who yesterday texted me. She and her daughter were in tears, and they pulled her housing contract yesterday because there's deadlines for this stuff. And she said to me, we are not going to pay $7,000 for a housing contract, for food, for her to sit in a dorm by herself on her laptop. She goes, in what world does that make sense?
Sure. Because in these housing contracts, are each, I know like in the past, I've long time ago, gone to dorms. It was usually two people to a dorm room. Is it now just one person per room?
Yes. So what they did last week is they said, hey, we'll kick you an extra $1,000 back if you're willing to live by yourself. And I said to my husband, I go, you're literally asking kids who are away from home for the very first time, and I call them kids because they're 18, they are, you are asking them, especially the out-of-state kids, for $1,000 to hole up in a room by themselves?
Uh-huh. It's not going to happen. Well, first of all, it's not going to happen. I mean,
I agree. But then, and you know this, there's a mental health component to that.
Of course.
There's already an issue on college campuses with mental health stuff. And they're doing better than they were, God knows, when like I was in college. But you're literally going to say to these kids, hey, by the way, we're going to rip everything out from under you. And now you're living in a... It's just...
Yeah.
That's the thing I'm not willing to do.
Are you and yours still just sort of negotiating, as one would say? You still kind of weighing the pros and cons and discussing? I mean, have you landed on anything?
No. And what sucks is, like, you're supposed to be moving in like a, and we're like, moving in where?
Right.
Uh-oh.
We lose you?
We're losing a bit of Dana there.
And he is very vocal about this.
Who is? You dropped out for a second.
Is very vocal about this. Like, he is going back. If they have to haul him out in handcuffs, he's going back.
I'm thinking Scott. Are you saying Scott?
Who did you say? God. Sorry, your phone is.
Yeah, every time you say who this man is, your phone drops out, and we're playing like.
I'm sorry. That's okay. My son is a junior.
Okay.
Your son, yeah.
Oh, your son. Okay.
Yes.
So he
that makes more sense.
He
Scott.
Wants to go back.
Oh, Jack is going back whether the university says he can or not. He's like, I'm done. I'm sick and tired of them telling me I can't live in my own house. We're going back.
Mm.
As a parent, though, Dana, what do you say to that? I mean, your
that's
son
cute,
is an adult.
That's probably not going
to
happen.
What do you say to that?
Like, he's more close to an actual adult in sex. Like, he's actually an adult. Like, lived on his own all summer. He is not living at home. I'll just tell you that right now. They will get an apartment if the fraternity is down. I don't know what they're going to do, you guys. It's a lot of money. I mean, it's thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And so they kind of have to let the guy back in, is the way I look at it. Or the money stops, and then the whole thing shuts down.
For the time being, I think we all are just looking to the horizon to maybe things will get back to quote unquote some semblance of normal. I mean, it's the same. You have a little sort of a hiccup, and then I mean, life would continue on. Say this time next year.
Yeah, then their dining is a mess, you guys, because their dining is buffet style. Kitchen.
Yeah.
So you can't have that.
No.
Nope. Not at all.
Like, I love that Jason called and he goes, well, they're wondering if you have any answers. I'm telling you right now, freaking no one knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
I don't know. The kids don't know. I don't think the school knows. But the money's due. And so it's like, what are we doing?
Pay up anyway. We'll figure it out later.
No, I just keep drinking.
Days wasted if you're not. Don't forget that.
Well, Dana, we need to get to news, but thanks for coming on the fly with us and giving us some insight.
You
good luck.
So
we don't envy your position.
No.
You are so welcome. Take care.
Thanks, See Dana.
Ya. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.